Welcome to the Pregnancy Help News Brief. I'm Lisa Bourne, Managing Editor of Pregnancy Help News. Pregnancy Help News is the news site for Heartbeat International, the largest network of pregnancy help organizations in the U.S. and globally. Through Pregnancy Help News, we bring you news, commentary, and feature articles on the pregnancy help community, Heartbeat International, and the pro-life movement. The Pregnancy Help News Brief is another vehicle by which we bring you the latest pertaining to the pregnancy help movement. At Pregnancy Help News, we were blessed to bring you the poignant story of APR mom Jody, who successfully reversed her chemical abortion and now has a beautiful daughter named Winter. Jody was incorrectly told that her baby was not viable and that she should end her pregnancy. While Jody took the first abortion pill, she felt very unsure about what she had been told about her unborn child's condition. Jody reached out to the Abortion Pill Rescue Network and chatted with a nurse who explained the reversal process. She went to a local hospital for a subsequent ultrasound and confirmed what she knew in her heart, that her baby was alive and her little heart was beating strongly. Jody's APR nurse connected her with a local pregnancy help medical clinic after she left the hospital. The pregnancy medical clinic provided her with ongoing support during her reversal treatment. After Jody gave birth, she contacted the Abortion Pill Rescue Network to share a message and a beautiful picture of baby Winter. Jody said, "Here's the baby you helped save. I couldn't thank you enough. We're doing great. She was born November 11th at 7 pounds, 4 ounces, and 20 inches long. Absolutely no defects or complications. She was breech until the day of my C-section, but flipped down and was born naturally. I am so thankful for her. I can't believe I almost let her go." Winter is now about 5 months old, and like other children saved by abortion pill reversal, you would never know her mother took the abortion pill and reversed it. Abortion pill reversal is an updated application of a decades-old treatment used to combat miscarriage. Chemical abortion consists of two drugs, mifepristone and misoprostol. The mifepristone blocks progesterone in a pregnant mom's system, depriving her unborn child of necessary nutrients. Misoprostol is taken a day or so after the mifepristone and causes the mother to go into labor and deliver her presumably deceased child. If a mom takes that first abortion pill and has regret, and she acts quickly enough, it may be possible to save her child with abortion pill reversal. Reversals have occurred as late as 72 hours after the mom took the first abortion pill, but results are best if reversal treatment is started within 24 hours. You may wonder about how the baby fares in this situation. A 2018 peer-reviewed study showed positive results. 64 to 68% of the pregnancies were saved through abortion pill reversal. There was no increase in birth defects, and there was a lower preterm delivery rate than the general population. The most literal living proof of the efficacy of abortion pill reversal comes through the more than 5,000 lives and counting who have been saved via the Abortion Pill Rescue Network. That's also more than 5,000 moms who have their children to love and raise. More recently, we brought you Sierra's story of abortion pill reversal. Like many women, she found herself in challenging circumstances with an unexpected pregnancy, feeling scared, hopeless, and alone. And like many women who begin a chemical abortion, Sierra had immediate regret. As she left the abortion facility, she saw a sign that read, "If you took the first pill, it's not too late. We can help." The sign included the number for the Abortion Pill Reversal Network. Sierra was immediately put in touch with the closest pregnancy help center to her that provides APR services. At the center, she experienced joy and relief when the ultrasound showed a strong, healthy heartbeat for her child. She was then connected to the center's medical director to begin the reversal process, and as she continued with her prenatal care, the pregnancy help center followed up with her and made sure she had the resources and support that she needed. Sierra's beautiful daughter, Sawyer, was born in October, and she is a perfect, happy, and healthy baby. APR is all the more critical now that chemical abortion has increasingly become the most frequent abortion method, For example, with well over half of all abortions committed in the U.S. being chemical abortions. No woman should be forced to complete an abortion she no longer wants. The more than 1,400 healthcare professionals, pregnancy medical clinics, and hospitals that comprise the Abortion Pill Rescue Network, along with Heartbeat International, which manages the network, stand by providing women the choice to try and save their pregnancy after starting a chemical abortion. Watch Pregnancy Help News as we bring you more impactful stories of life-saving abortion pill reversal, as well as updates on the science of reversal and the latest statistics on lives saved. Pregnancy Help News brought you a report on Heartbeat International filing a brief in the GenBioPro v. Raines case in which the chemical abortion drug maker GenBioPro is seeking to invalidate the state of West Virginia's ban on chemical abortion with the argument that the state law is preempted by the FDA's approval of mifepristone. Represented by legal nonprofit Thomas More Society, Heartbeat argued in its brief for that the district court correctly determined that FDA regulations related to mifepristone do not preempt the state's Unborn Child Protection Act or other state law, that the FDA's regulations leave significant gaps in protections for pregnant women, and asked the court to affirm the parts of the earlier district court's ruling granting the state of West Virginia's motion to dismiss. Heartbeat International President Jarell Godsey commented on the case, stating, "We trust the courts will see clearly that we are the United States of America and not the United States of abortion." And speaking of abortion in America, Planned Parenthood, America's largest abortion business, released its 2022-2023 annual report. We brought you a statement on the report from the National Pro-Life Group, Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, which ran down some of the stats. Planned Parenthood ended nearly 393,000 American lives in a single year, the Pro-Life Group said, putting abortions performed by Planned Parenthood in the top four leading causes of death in the United States, after heart disease, cancer, and COVID-19. Further, pregnant women who walk into Planned Parenthood are sold an abortion 97% of the time, rather than helped to keep their child or make an adoption plan. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood saw 80,000 fewer patients, provided 60,000 fewer pap tests and breast exams, and even gave out less contraception. The 392,715 abortions performed by Planned Parenthood in 2022 are a record and comprise approximately 40% of the abortions performed in the United States. At the same time, the abortion giant got almost $700 million from U.S. taxpayers, one-third of its revenue, to end the fiscal year with $2.5 billion in net assets. One key statistic presented in SBA Pro-Life America's statement was that 60% of women who've had abortions would rather have kept their babies if they had just had more emotional or financial support. That underscores the crucial nature of pregnancy help. This episode of Pregnancy Help News Brief is being published as Heartbeat International convenes its 53rd annual Pregnancy Help Conference in Salt Lake City, Utah. This premier Pregnancy Help event will provide more than 1,200 pregnancy help servants from across the U.S. and the world with unique professional keynote sessions, distinctive full-day in-depth training sessions, workshop presentations from ministry experts, and much more. While the crowd gathers in Salt Lake City for the in-person conference, participants will also take part in the concurrent virtual conference. Heartbeat's annual conference is designed for ministry leaders, staff, board members, and volunteers of life-affirming pregnancy help centers, medical clinics, maternity homes, and nonprofit adoption agencies, as well as professionals in the areas of medicine, counseling, social work, and education. In-person conference attendees benefit from access to more than 120 workshops over the 3 days, 7 inspirational keynotes, product demonstrations, and 13 in-depth training opportunities on the day prior to the start of the regular conference. The virtual conference offers 3 full days of workshops with 50-plus virtual workshops. Pregnancy Help News will provide comprehensive coverage of this venerable gathering of the international pregnancy help community. So look for those articles to come at pregnancyhelpnews.com and for additional coverage on Pregnancy Help Podcast. For listeners interested in purchasing sessions from Heartbeat's Pregnancy Help Conference, they are available at www.heartbeatservices.org/recordings-order-form. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Pregnancy Help News Brief. We are so grateful to our host, Pregnancy Help Podcast. Subscribe to Pregnancy Help Podcast to be notified of our next episode and for all the great content there. If you are not yet subscribed to Pregnancy Help News Weekly Digest, we invite you to do so at pregnancyhelpnews.com. Whether with Pregnancy Help News or the Pregnancy Help News Brief and Pregnancy Help Podcast, stay tuned for more coverage of and for the Pregnancy Help community. Thank you again for joining us, and God bless you.